Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 6, verse 5. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. This verse is so beautiful when you think about it. Here are God's people as slaves in Egypt, and they're suffering, and they don't understand why this is happening. And they've been there a long time, and God says, I hear their groaning, I hear their cries, and I remember my covenant. Obviously, God is omniscient. He doesn't forget anything, but here he is saying, I know, I have promised to bring them out of this. And so what flows from this in verses 6, 7, and 8 is just a litany of promises. God says over and over and over again, I will, I will, I will. Ultimately, I will be faithful to my promise. And I share this verse because I am pretty confident there's some people who are listening to this right now who are in the middle of a valley, a trial, a struggle, hurt, pain, suffering in a variety of different ways. And if that's you, I just want to remind you that the God of the universe, the creator of all, sustainer of all, he hears your cries. He hears your groans, and he knows the promises he has made to you. He has not forgotten them. And he will show himself faithful to those promises. So look to him, cry out to him, cry out to him day and night, and know that your cries are not in vain. Your groans are not in vain. God hears you. God knows his promises to you, and God will prove himself faithful to you. God, I pray that these realities would sink deeply into the hearts right now of people who are walking through challenges, trials, struggles, valleys, hurt, pain, unknown. Lord, amidst their cries, amidst their groaning, all day long in some circumstances, God, they're crying out for help. They're crying out for peace. They're crying out for joy. They're crying out for wisdom. They're crying out for strength. They can't go on. God, hear their cries and answer according to your promises. Oh God, I just pray for them right now. May they know that your ear is attentive to them, that you never turn a deaf ear to your people, and you never forget your promises. So God, show yourself faithful to your promises, I pray. I just think about people in the church I pastor who I know are walking through all kinds of challenges right now, and then others who are listening to this right now. God, please, please, please help them. Please show yourself strong on their behalf, I pray. Lord, when any one of us finds herself in the middle of suffering, pain, hurt, trial, struggle, may we cry out to you and know we have an ear in heaven who hears us, and an advocate in heaven who acts according to your promises to us. We praise you as the one who hears us and the one who helps us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.